This morning during the opening market report, you were talking to Dave Dickey a little bit about the 10-week cycles. I'd like you to go through that again for me very quickly.
Yeah, just quickly. I don't want to confuse everybody because some of us market analysts have a way of doing that job pretty easy. But the corn market has a 20-week cycle. And that's kind of dominant when you look at price data on a weekly basis throughout the years. But that 20-week cycle is made up of a couple different type of patterns, or actually it could be about three patterns. Ideally, it was two 10-week patterns, which equals the 20-week cycle, which you would have, 5 or 6 weeks up, 3 or 4 weeks down, for a 10-week low, and then you'd repeat that, another 5 or 6 weeks up, another 4 to 3 weeks down, and then you get another 10-week cycle, and both those added together equals 20. Now, the first phase of this 20-week cycle out of the August low points, mid-August, reversed on the week, had a 10-week cycle low here on the week of week ending October 27th. We had a low put in early in the week, and then the market rallied toward the end of the week and started a new 10-week cycle phase. So if you count out from that low at 0 week, last week was 5 weeks up, which is the midpoint of a 10-week cycle. And so that kind of began to tilt the odds that we would begin to see some weakness here in week six. And, of course, that's what we did. Now, like it says, that's the cycle is made up of about three different patterns, two tens. Sometimes it'll be made up of three 6 to 7s, which kind of equals a 20 or 21-week cycle. Or I've seen it a lot of times, one 10-week and one 7-week. And as I was mentioning to Dave, if you stay on course, if this is a 10-week cycle, then we would see weakness probably right on into the first week of January. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that's all down, but what it means is that we're probably entering a period of consolidation that would probably have some downward correctional pressures in it between now and the end of the year. The second alternative to that would be that this market is maybe putting in a shortened 20-week cycle, which would say that maybe the 6 to 7 week cycle could be carving out a low here this week or next week, and then actually the market would be on the uptick as you go on into the first part of January. So that's the alternative. With December futures expiring next week, we could very well see that type of pattern because the March futures will take over or will assume lead futures 10 to 13 cents above the December option. So that would be the second alternative without getting everybody too confusing.
Yeah, so to summarize, either we run through the rest of this 20-week cycle and we're on the downside of the second 10 weeks in that, but
right.
The rest of the 20-week cycle into the end of December, first part of January,
right.
To the downside to put in a low, or you shorten it up and you end up with
a low here this week or next
week,
and we begin to try to turn it up. My guess is the market is going to struggle, and it's going to be hard for it, I think, to find anything to go to new highs at this point. It seems like next week's crop report's not going to give the market much push. I can be surprised on that. But usually December reports just kind of trim up the edges a little bit. The big one is coming on the January report, and that's going to be the final number. Those January reports can put some shockwaves through the market, both up and down, unfortunately. But that's probably the big report.